Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our second season, 13th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about the art of effective listening in lectures. Listening is one of the most crucial skills for academic success. Yet it's often overlooked. Strong listening skills can help you retain information, understand complex ideas, and even make studying easier. But let's be honest, lectures can sometimes be long, dense, or just plain difficult to follow. In today's episode, we'll break down what effective listening really means, the barriers that prevent us from truly engaging, and, most importantly, practical strategies to become a better listener. So, whether you're a student looking to improve your grades, a professional aiming to sharpen your skills, or just someone interested in learning how to listen more effectively, stay tuned. Let's start with the basics. What's the difference between hearing and listening? Hearing is simply the physiological process of perceiving sound, and you hear things all the time. Background conversations, cars honking, or birds chirping. But listening is something entirely different. Listening is an active process where you focus your attention on understanding and interpreting what is being said. Think about it like this. If you're watching TV while scrolling through your phone, you may hear the dialogue, but you're not truly listening to it. You're not absorbing the content, making connections, or retaining important details. The same thing happens in lectures. If you're physically present but mentally checked out, you're just hearing words without processing them. Why does this matter? Because learning happens when we truly listen. It's not just about memorizing words. It's about grasping meaning, identifying key points, and connecting new knowledge to what we already know. The good news? Listening is a skill, and like any skill, it can be improved with practice. Now that we know what listening is, let's talk about why it's so hard sometimes. There are several barriers to effective listening, and they can come from both inside and outside of us. Internal barriers include lack of focus. Maybe you're distracted by personal thoughts or just not in the mood to listen. Fatigue. If you're tired, your brain struggles to process information. Preconceived notions. If you assume a lecture will be boring or unimportant, your brain is already disengaging before the speaker even begins. External barriers include noise and distractions, side conversations, your phone buzzing, or even just an uncomfortable seat can pull your attention away. Difficult lecture styles. Some lecturers speak too fast, are monotone, or don't organize their thoughts clearly. So how can we overcome these barriers? Be present and mindful. Make a conscious decision to engage with the material. Minimize distractions. Put your phone on silent, sit in a good location, maybe the front of the class. Hint, hint, and take deep breaths to stay focused. Prepare beforehand. The more familiar you are with the topic, the easier it will be to stay engaged. All right, now let's get into the real strategies you can use to become an active listener. Before the lecture, preview the material. Read assigned readings or skim previous notes to have some context. Set a purpose for listening. What are you hoping to learn? What key ideas should you focus on? During the lecture, take effective notes. The Cornell method, mind mapping, or bullet points can help you retain information. Listen for main ideas. Pay attention to repeated points, emphasized words, and key examples. Engage with the lecture. If possible, ask questions, respond to prompts, and participate. Notice verbal and nonverbal cues. Changes in tone, facial expressions, or pauses can signal important points. After the lecture, review your notes within 24 hours. This reinforces retention. Discuss the lecture with classmates. Explaining concepts to others strengthens your understanding. Make connections. How does this lecture relate to previous ones? How can you apply it in real life? Good listening isn't just about taking in information. It's about thinking critically, Critical listening involves analyzing and evaluating what you hear, rather than just passively accepting information. Here are some ways to apply critical thinking while listening. Ask yourself questions. Why is this important? How does it relate to what I already know? Identify bias or assumptions. Is the lecturer presenting facts, opinions, or both? Look for patterns and connections. Relating new information to what you already understand helps retention. If you're looking to improve your listening skills, there are plenty of tools and techniques to help. Record lectures, if allowed. Listening back helps catch missed points. Use study apps. Apps like Notion or Evernote can help organize notes. Practice mindfulness. Meditation and focus exercises can strengthen concentration. Prioritize self-care. Sleep, hydration, and exercise all affect brain function and attention span. To wrap things up, let's go over what we've learned today. Listening is an active skill, not just passively hearing words. Barriers to listening include distractions, fatigue, and preconceived notions, but they can be managed. Effective listening strategies include preparation, active engagement, and reviewing notes afterward. Critical thinking enhances listening by helping us analyze and evaluate information. Tools like audio recordings, note-taking methods, and mindfulness practices can make a huge difference. So here's my challenge for you. In your next lecture or meeting, try one of these strategies. Maybe sit closer to the front, take structured notes, or reflect afterward. See how it improves your understanding. Thank you for joining me today on the Art of Effective Listening in Lectures. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and share it with a friend. And if you have any suggestions for future topics, I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, happy studying, everyone.